Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today's topic centers around lung adenocarcinoma, a common form of lung cancer that poses significant challenges in diagnosis and treatment, particularly when it comes to detecting mutations in the epidermal growth factor receptor, EGFR. These mutations play a crucial role in guiding treatment options. Traditionally, the gold standard for diagnosing these mutations has been tissue biopsies. But these are not always feasible, especially for small nodules that are 3 centimeters or less. This brings us to the groundbreaking study that evaluated a new non-invasive method to predict EGFR mutation status using CT imaging. The study we're exploring was recently published and aimed to develop a machine learning model using CT scans to integrate clinical data with radiomic features, essentially, measurable characteristics from the images. Here's how it worked. Researchers looked at a cohort of 492 patients diagnosed with lung adenocarcinoma between 2017 and 2022. They utilized preoperative, non-contrast chest CT scans and manually segmented tumors for analysis. Now, you may wonder what radiomics means. In simple terms, it's a process that extracts a variety of high-dimensional features from medical images. Think of it like taking thousands of tiny measurements from a single picture to get detailed insights into the tumor's characteristics. In this study, they introduced a key factor known as the consolidation to tumor ratio, or center, which measures the proportion of solid mass within a nodule. The researchers believed that center could offer significant predictive power about a patient's EGFR mutation status. Using statistical techniques, they compared 3 models, one that used only the radiomic features, one based on clinical data, and a third that combined the two. They found that the combined model performed the best with an area under the curve score, or AUC, of 0.76 in the testing group. For context, an AUC of 1 indicates perfect predictions, so a score of 0.76 is quite promising. As we dive deeper into the results, we find that center turned out to be the most influential feature according to SHAP analysis, a method used to interpret the output of machine learning models. Essentially, this analysis showed that when the center value was higher, the likelihood of an EGFR mutation status was also higher. This reinforces the importance of center not just as a statistic, but as a meaningful indicator in lung cancer diagnostics. So, what are the implications of these findings? By accurately predicting EGFR mutations non-invasively, we could potentially skip the risks associated with biopsies in many cases. This is especially significant in scenarios where access to tissue samples is limited or dangerous to obtain. Now, while this study shines a light on a promising method, it's important to discuss some critiques raised by peers in the scientific community. The strengths of the research are clear. The model did indeed achieve robust performance and addressed a critical clinical need. However, the model's reproducibility still hinges on the availability of patient data. Although the authors provided detailed methodology, they did not specify whether the datasets used are publicly available, which could limit other researchers from replicating the work. Similarly, while internal validation showed promise, there is a requirement for external validation in diverse clinical settings. In terms of rigor, the statistical methods used were appropriate for the data collected, enhancing the overall robustness of the research. Additionally, the authors took care to include important clinical variables, mitigating potential confounding factors. They tackled a novel question by incorporating center into the radiomics landscape, and this integration could pave the way for more advanced diagnostic tools. However, a noteworthy critique is that some earlier studies have reported even higher AUC values in similar contexts, which raises questions about how this study's findings measure up in the broader landscape of cancer diagnostics. Moreover, while the authors have shown that their model works well with CT imaging, variables like the imaging protocols may differ across institutions, which could impact the generalizability of their approach. To summarize, this study has laid the groundwork for a new diagnostic tool that could help clinicians predict EGFR mutation status in lung adenocarcinoma patients non-invasively. By effectively combining radiomic features and clinical data, the researchers have developed a model that could immensely benefit patient outcomes. As we conclude, it's clear that the integration of non-invasive methods with traditional clinical practices exemplifies the growing potential of AI and machine learning in healthcare. With further research, including external validation studies and public data sharing, The findings from this study could evolve into a tool that reshapes how we diagnose and treat lung cancer. Thank you for tuning in to SciBud today. If you enjoyed our deep dive into this fascinating study, consider subscribing for more science news that keeps you informed and inspired. Until next time, stay curious.